number one is from the county executive appointing Mr. Brian Tafora to the position of Director of Economic Development for Milwaukee County.
Good morning, Chairwoman and Supervisors. The county executive is pleased to appoint Brian Tafora as Director of Economic Development for Milwaukee County. Mr. Tafora has headed the Wisconsin Business Council, a nonpartisan business association, since 2009, working closely with major Wisconsin employers to create a business climate that encourages job growth and economic development. In his role at the council, Mr. Tafora advocated policies aimed at securing Wisconsin's economic future and protecting its quality of life. The county executive has every confidence that Mr. Tafora will provide the leadership we need to achieve progress on the county executive's economic development priorities, such as working collaboratively with the 19 municipalities on their economic development goals and continuing job growth at the county grounds. For these reasons, the county executive asks for your confirmation of Mr. Tafora's appointment as Director of Economic Development.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have any initial comments you wanted to make, or would you just rather wait for questions?
No, sure. I would love to. Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members, for letting me be here and speak today. I was very honored when County Executive Abley nominated me for Director of Economic Development, and he and I are very excited to work with this committee and all County Board supervisors on really creating a real economic development strategy and helping businesses create good-paying, sustainable jobs for all Milwaukee County residents. I had the chance to meet with many of you, and I'm very enthusiastic about working together in the future. Thank you.
Any questions? Or Supervisor Romoli?
I have a very quick question. It appears that Mr. Tafora is not living in Milwaukee County, and I was wondering if he was planning on changing that in the near future.
Mr. Tafora?
I will be moving to Milwaukee County.
Any other questions? Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Horace, since Mr. Tafora, if this nomination is approved, will be in the county executive's office, does he have a particular vision as to what he's going to do through the position? The position used to be in the Department of Transit and Public Works, and other times it's been with other departments. So I'm trying to get a sense as to what he plans on doing through Mr. Tafora.
Sure. I'm going to let him jump in after I'm finished, but the county executive obviously sees economic development as a pillar to the county's growth in the future and sees the importance of it and wants to make sure that they have a very highly collaborative interaction with the director, and for that reason felt that it was important that it came directly under the county executive so he could work more directly with the person running it. And I will let Mr. Tafora kind of talk a little bit more about the strategy that they intend to implement going forward as for economic development strategies.
Sure. Yeah, there's a couple things that we plan to work on. One is taking the comprehensive economic development plan that has already been started and really seeing that through its process. I know Chairman Holloway nominated a couple advisory committee members. And so we're going to get that, and that's going to working with Sewer PAC, and that's going to provide us really a roadmap of what we're going to do. But that, again, it's just a roadmap. The county executive and I are really planning on, like Tia said, working collaboratively with all 19 municipalities and seeing what their goals are and how can we help them, you know, meet their goals, and just reaching out to them and businesses in the area to see how we can to make sure that they're happy in Milwaukee County and to see how we can get them to create more jobs or expand.
If I may, Madam Chair.
Thank you. With respect to particularly the Park East, is Mr. Tafora in his new position, will he be responsible for getting some work done with respect to the Park East?
Absolutely. I'm sorry.
And are you familiar? I'll ask him directly. Are you familiar with the Park East compact? What we've done in order to get community business, community development agreement provisions, living wages, so that we can get whatever needs to be done in order to make this community more viable than what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm well aware of the PERC I think you're referring to, right, the Parkies Redevelopment Council. I'm also familiar with the MOR, which the city has. We've already met with Mayor Baird. I've met with Rocky Marcoux twice, and we've actually walked through the Park East and talked about how the county and the city collaboratively can work to get that developed to meet all requirements of the PERC.
And with respect to the PERC, my question, what I'm getting at is the PERC has been in the PERC was passed many years ago. And what I don't want to see as the author of the PERC is a capitulation to the city. Whatever we have in the PERC is something that we really, as county board members, want to see happen. So I know that Director Marcoux, Commissioner Marcoux and others have said continually that the PERC should be, they should take over the land so they can do whatever they needed to do to kind of to expedite things. So
yeah, we're going to work collaboratively together. I'm not aware of them taking over anything.
Go ahead, Mr. Tafoya, you have the floor.
And I think that the county executive, he's very involved with the economic development plan. Park East is very aware that living wages, municipal and city and county employees, or residents should be involved in the work that's being done there. And just really excited to hopefully get some forward momentum on it and maintaining the county's stake in the game to make sure that whatever happens there, we are going to be really involved in it.
No, thank you. I'll be paying attention. Thanks a lot. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm glad to hear that we're going to move the comprehensive economic development strategy along. That's something I was really passionate about getting approved by the board. But it was interesting when you were talking and you specifically addressed economic development, you stressed the fact of working with the, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I heard you say the all 19 municipalities. But in there, I thought I heard outside 19 municipalities. So it kind of, I'm thinking, why is outside in all 19 municipalities? Maybe I heard it incorrectly. Is there a specific area that you're trying to focus on job growth, or do you have some ideas that, you know, were kind of implied but just not really conveyed well?
Yeah, I don't. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
I don't. If I said outside, I misspoke. I didn't mean outside of the 19 municipalities. I believe all 19 municipalities have what's called like a smart growth plan or something. I think it's very important that when Milwaukee County creates our economic development plan, that we make sure that we don't have a separate one as the 19 municipalities one. We need to make sure that our encompasses everything they do, so we can help them achieve their goals. Nothing from the outside. I mean, the only thing would be the outside is to see new businesses, new opportunities to come into Milwaukee County. That's the only outside we really would be focusing on.
Okay. And furthermore, one of the major points of the comprehensive economic development strategy is ensuring that there is access to any jobs that are created within Milwaukee County. So as we move forward, I would hope that you would be conscious of making sure that people within the city of Milwaukee and throughout all the other 19 municipalities had access to any jobs that are created within Milwaukee County. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions? I just have a couple of just very quick comments. First, Milwaukee County historically does not have a lot of funds to spend in economic development. It's not been one of the biggest arms of county government, and yet obviously it's one of the biggest things impacting our community. And so I'm hoping that you will be very assertive in trying to look at the best way to spend our economic dollars wisely and to hit populations that have the worst economic impact and to make always keep that in mind and for job growth, et cetera. To that, and one of the concerns I have had over the years is that one of the biggest arms of economic development that Milwaukee County does every day in and day out, is getting people to and from work with the Milwaukee County Transit System. And I think there needs to be a stronger recognition of that within the economic development arm of Milwaukee County, to recognize that, frankly, we spend more money in economic development in the bus system than we do in any of the other projects that we call economic development. And obviously, you know, we have a $7 million cut coming there, but I would hope that as this economic development plan moves forward and as your office looks at what is economic development within Milwaukee County, that you would put some fresh eyes on that view and look at all the divisions of Milwaukee County and try to figure out or be able to articulate on behalf of the county, not only to the public, but to members of the county board, to the county executive, to business leaders, et cetera, how some of the key functions that the county does are actually economic development, and focus, therefore, on the ones that are the most productive and networking within the county, because a lot of that has been lacking over the years. All right, with that, we have a motion to approve this nomination by Supervisor Lipscomb. Let's call a roll.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Warshaw?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. That item is approved.
Welcome.